Okay, welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined as always by Bridget and Doomsnax, joining us again for the show. For you pre-show listeners, you know where he is, but you might be able to gather it by sound clues throughout the show. I don't know if that actually will happen, but you could. Who knows? Bridget, my friend, how have you been this last week?
I've been doing good. I did tell the pre-show, but I want to brag about it here, too. I got my gold badge on Pikachu. I'm thriving in my ultra lobbies, so yeah, it's been good.
Perfect. Doomsnax, how have you been, my friend?
Doing good. We adopted the dog that comes home next Monday, so looking forward to that. His name is Burger, and he's going to be enormous, so we're excited.
Okay.
So cute.
I love that I've been graced with a picture of Burger, and he's adorable. I can't wait to see him when you guys fully have him at your house all the time. The only way this becomes even better for me is if you go to pick up this dog and they're like, hey, he's got a really small younger brother, and we'd love if you could take this really small one who's not giant, and his name is Hundo. And it's like, yes, somehow fate has worked out for you to have a dog named Hundo and a dog named Burger. That's my perfect script. We'll see if it happens, though. I'm sending a dog named Hundo.
Low percent chance, but I'm not going to say it's zero.
All right, I will take it. Also, do you want to talk about how cool your statues are? We talked about them in your absence, so do you want to talk about your cool One Piece statues here on the podcast?
They're awesome. They're huge. I have no room for them, but it's worth it.
Okay.
No regrets.
That's the long and short of it, yeah.
Perfect. Just make sure to keep Burger away from them, probably. That is a pretty giant chew toy, but still, that would be pretty devastating way for Burger to be sent to
it would. Very, very, very much so. That would be a sad introduction indeed.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. My last week's been pretty good. Been enjoying the new patch. We talked about that a lot on our last episode, going through some of the changes, but mostly just really excited for NAIC. We're going to be talking about that. Basically, the majority of our podcast will be talking about the event up and coming, but we will be talking about some of the metagame stuff going on in the game as well, and potentially some others. I want to talk a little bit about the new metagame. So basically, the spark notes of what we went through last time. I'm already forgetting the patch note name. I should look it up. But the patch notes we had were like a bunch of Lucario buffs, Mew buffs in a couple of spots, a few Defender nerfs that have kind of mixed things up a little bit. Bridget, we'll start with you. I know you've been playing it this last week. Have you been trying any of the newly buffed Pokemon, or have you been noticing any of the Pokemon changes on ladder?
Honestly, I'm trying to think. I definitely feel like I see a lot less Suicune, actually. Okay. It feels like, and I am not in, like, the banning phase of life in Pokemon Unite, so it is, everybody's up for grabs. But yeah, I'm kind of surprised at the lack of Suicune I'm seeing. But I feel like for the most part, it's just, yeah, Lucario is definitely pretty annoying again. Mm-hmm. Blaziken is still at the top of my hate list, if I'm being honest. Umbreon definitely, it's the ones on my team I've been a little disappointed by. Felt a little rough for them, I think. But other than that, it hasn't felt like too astronomically different. And I was going to say, because mostly the guys I play, we're not getting buffed. If anything, like, Pika got, like, a slight nerf. Like, mm-hmm. The guys I play, I feel like, got, like, kind of slight nerfs. But nothing I felt too detrimental or too painfully different.
Okay. Gotcha. Doomsnax, I don't know if you got to see any of the patch notes or anything like that, but I know you probably saw at least discourse around the Ray changes, the experience changes. Yep. Any thoughts on the patch at all?
Yeah, real quick, I think the Ray change is great. Big fan of that. Mm-hmm. I think the Suicune hit is irrelevant. Not irrelevant to the grander scheme, but I still think Suicune feels like it's going to be pretty darn strong. Mainly because its Unite move wasn't touched. And to me, that's really like the biggest just FU card it has. Rupa buffs were weird. You guys talked about that. Pico nerfs seemed bizarre. Blaziken is still frustrating. I think we can all agree there. So overall, just echoing a lot of the same sentiments that you all expressed last week. I did watch that, and I thought you guys broke it down pretty darn well. I haven't played in it, so I've just watched events between its release and now. And I didn't feel like too much was wildly shaken up. I think the most impactful was probably the Umbreon, but Mew specifically for NA, it's kind of felt like an NA patch, if I'm just kind of being honest.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have like Wildly Greedent in there, which if Nouns wisens up, they can actually play that to good success. Gatlu specifically, because he plays Bullet Seed, Greedent. So if they stick on that trail, I think they've got a shot at
it. So, does Ender. Isn't Ender like a known Bullet Seed enjoyer? So like maybe they got that going on too. We'll see.
The whole thing, they're just a five man of Greedent.
So I think this is a really fun and solid patch. I think it's going to test the mettle of a lot of these NA teams and of course the ones that are traveling from abroad. So I'm a fan of it. Cool. I can't wait to see how it shakes out because I don't think we've quite sorted it yet.
I'm excited. My notes on it, I think competitively, I think you're both hitting the nail on the head. I don't think too much has changed. I think Lucario is a real option now, though. I don't think that Pokemon is as much of a meme anymore. It feels like it kind of lost its niche of being the good early game top laner kind of when Zacian came around. It hits Power Spike at level 2, so it was doing just fine. Yeah. But I think Lucario now with that passive bonus feels much, much nicer. So liking the Lucario changes, I think we'll definitely see some Luca. In terms of ranked changes, though, I think this Galarian Rapidash change was really cool. I think if anybody is liking the horse these days, I think the changes to it are fantastic. I still don't really know if you're picking Fairy Wind just because it feels like a really unintuitive move on that Pokemon, but it's better now. But that shield bonus to Galarian Rapidash feels really, really strong. So I think we talked about how some of these changes might look. I think in practice, those two were looking the best to me. Umbreon's an interesting one. Especially competitively. So I had the chance to, I was not commentating, but I was an analyst for the Unity Clash tournament that happened this weekend for Western. If anybody doesn't know what that tournament series is, it basically has a bunch of qualifier tournaments for a big endgame series. And in that one, there were North American teams participating, European teams participating, and Latin American teams. And Umbreon did win the event, which was kind of interesting. But I don't know if it's because Umbreon is still solid or if there's just not a lot of good tank options right now. And I'm kind of falling into the latter. I don't think a lot of defenders are very strong at the moment. It feels like Snorlax is kind of at the top of my pyramid. And then after that, it sort of scales downwards. So we'll see. The defense changes to it, I do think, help. Even in the late game, when your Moonlight Prancing is only taking 50% shield, it's still pretty tough to knock out this Pokemon, especially if it's snarling right after and everything. So, I don't know. It's in a weird spot. I think it's worse, but I don't think it's gone. I think we'll still see a decent amount of Umbreon play here at North American National Championships. That's my guess. And, Dupes, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think competitively, Suicune is not going anywhere. I think this Pokemon is very good. I saw that Unite move, like you mentioned, win multiple tournament games in that broadcast. Like, it just... It's kind of like a Gardevoir Unite move in a way. It's almost the perfect area of effect to take over an entire Ray Pit. So if you have any type of melee secure, Suicune just walks up and nukes the Ray Pit and then no one can move. And then whoever wants to can just tap the Rayquaza and get it. So yeah, Suicune, very, very strong. If you're going to be playing at NEIC, I highly recommend banning this Pokemon in the early phase, especially if you're on Orange side. But that is... Yeah, that's our quick notes on the patch. Interested to see if we see less Ray flips, but we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, metagame, interesting stuff.
I was just going to say, on the Ray flips, I think we'll see the same amount because once you're committed to kind of that strategy, I don't think that 10% difference impacts so hard if you're fully committed to it. Mm-hmm. But you guys made a great point last week that I really enjoyed, is the amount of time that it takes to piddle around with it. And when you finally make the decision to go, that 10% yeah. difference represents X amount of seconds on the clock. Mm-hmm. And Zoinks, you mentioned, I don't know how many tournaments that I've said, I don't know if they'll have enough time to score.
Right.
Well, Valen, that brings that even more in jeopardy now. So I think it's going to force teams to at least be a little bit more concise or decisive when they do decide to go, go, go on the final objective, mm-hmm. which is always a good thing, right? You want people making decisions, initiating that final fight. Right. You don't really want things lasting and kind of sitting out there weird on the table, just from a spectator standpoint, commentator standpoint. And so I think it's just a naturally good change overall as well.
Cool. Yeah, completely agree. Bridget, I don't know if we've gotten the chance to get your thoughts on the Ray changes since last week's episode. Any more to add?
If I'm being honest, while playing the video game, I forgot
okay.
they did that. Can't say I noticed. Can't say I thought about it. So yeah. Maybe that says more about me than the change.
We'll report back next episode.
I will say, I feel like the only time... I didn't feel like the rip strategy was necessarily too different, but mm-hmm. I think, just standing on our point from last week, it's going to be, I think, in these more, like, calculated Ray fights, not my solo queue games, where that 10% is probably making a bigger impact or a more noticeable impact.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay, cool. Well, yet to be seen. We'll see what goes down. That'd be a fun stat to pull. Like, average damage done to Ray per tournament. I don't know. Maybe fun might be a stretch. I'll talk to my stats guy.
I would have fun.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk to the stats team. We'll get some stuff up there. But, okay, cool. So that's the patch notes. Let's actually take a little bit of a step back before we move to our next topic and, like, talk about the teams and the event and stuff. Let's just talk about NAIC in general. So... obviously we were all there, at last year's event, which was a super exciting, I think it was a unanimously loved event. It was really, really fun. But what are we looking forward to this time? Is this something that you already got to do that you're really excited to do again? Are you going to be excited to try something new? Anything like that? Bridget, what's on the brain? What are you excited for at NAIC?
I feel like I have like two things,
okay.
two goals. So last year, since Unite wasn't on Sunday, I didn't even go into the venue on Championship
right.
Sunday because
okay.
I'm like, I'm leaving, goodbye. Which I ended up regretting because I just feel like, I don't know, the final day is just kind of like special, I feel like. And obviously this year Unite is on Championship Sunday, but I'd like to be there, like I'm planning on being there all day Sunday as well. So I'm excited to get to experience like Championship Sunday and be there in person for all of, like, the big finals games. I'm pretty excited. And then the other thing I'm looking forward to this year is I didn't get to do any side events last year, and it is, like, my goal to do a side event. Yeah, and I see B is saying in chat, a lot of people did the side events, like, on Sunday since mm-hmm. there wasn't any, like, you were missing games. And I have a lot of, like, FOMO from, like, missing games. Like, I feel like I can't leave the stage, so...
Right.
That is hard to hold both, but I'm going to do it. So those are my goals for things I'm most looking forward to.
Sick. Okay, cool. We got to get a Unite mic stack in the side events. That'd be so fun.
I know. I want to so much.
It'd be a good time. Okay, Doomsnacks, how about you? What are you excited for about the event?
Yeah, side events, obviously phenomenal. Of course, being on Championship Sunday this year is terrific. I think I'm just really excited to see all the North American teams that we interact with very, very often mm-hmm. that we don't normally see at those LAN events, you know, because of the level of event they are, you know, not all the teams can get in there, can travel, X, Y, Z.
Sure.
But, you know, this one gives us a chance to see teams like, you know, when I got to interview Ignorance last year, like that was awesome. A team that I interact with quite a bit mm-hmm. to be able to interact with them in person. Was obviously great. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's so sick. I Completely agree with both of you. But yeah, seeing a lot of those North American players is so exciting. Bridget, I can't believe you didn't say you're so excited for all the signs that you're going to be making or bringing to the event.
We'll see.
We did get one YouTube comment about it, by the way, last episode.
Oh, I was wondering.
So for this, Brockstar2, shout out to them, commenting on our YouTube channel, which you all should be doing, by the way. Thank you so much. Brockstar2 said, for more Bridget sign ideas, there's always the iconic Zoinks Boinks. If you wanted to mess with... this is so funny how they phrase this. If you wanted to mess a little with Dupe Snacks, you could also go with Dupe Snacks. That tea is hot. So a bit of a pre-warning towards Dupe Snacks, which is very funny. Or the follow-up in a similar vein, Dupe Snacks, watch out for the cables.
Wait, the last one is a banger.
Yeah, that is very good.
The amount of just assumed destruction I caused for LAN event is
quite bad, actually.
Also a hair frustrating. Because it's like, it's no one else's fault but mine. Like, I can't get upset at anybody else. But in my mind, I'm just like, damn it. I'm like, why? Yes, like, they're right. Why?
It's a touch of unlucky, I would say. Yeah, it's not, for sure. You know. It's
golly.
It's kind
Welcome
of beautiful.
Back,
Snacks, watch out for the cables.
That is really funny. Especially if, like... Something did, like, I remember last year they had that moment where, I don't even know, the power went off for a second. Like, if we just had, like, a repeat of that.
Yeah, that was an incredible NAIC moment. I think, I forget who posted it. It was either Wonder Chef or maybe it was somebody else. I think it might have been Wonder Chef. Made a tweet. They basically, like, screenshot the, like, Twitch, like just their Twitch stream of all their following, and they had the four games, and just their obviously their thumbnail of whatever they were playing, and every other one was Be Back Soon, and then Unite was Dupe Snacks and Spraggles, like crouched down with like a scary story flashlight look.
Oh yeah, because the lights turned on.
Yeah, it was so funny. It was like,
I remember that.
Yeah, we are.
That was, I will say, that was one of our stronger reactionary in a moment moments. When my question was, all the power is out, and I went, the lights are on behind us. Are we still live? And they said, yes. And I was like, just bring it back to us. We've got it. And they're like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Bring it back to us.
Yeah. Yeah. We do say that to production quite a bit. I love it.
You're like, no. On me.
Who's going to care? That's very funny. Oh, man. I've remembered that moment. That one's good. That's, yeah, great. Obviously, that was just impeccable timing that Dupe Snacks did that. I think it was like a high-speed chase on a highway or something, and there was like a electrical pole that was hit that caused that outage.
A police officer crashed into an electrical pole.
Right, which...
Classic. Wow, so
that's the real story, but it did happen at the exact same time that Dupe Snacks kicked a cable, which is kind of peak, if you think about it.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's some good
stuff. It was
stuff.
A Bob Ross happy accident.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, at least we made it into one, which is awesome. Cool. All right, that's what we're very excited for NAIC. I'll list off a couple more. Why not? I'm just so excited about this event. It's the hype show. This is the time to do it, I guess. Genuinely so excited for, like, the North American community as a whole. Like, the teams, of course, I'm going to try to be around, like, the play area for the teams that aren't playing on main stage kind of as often as I can if I'm, like, off broadcast or whatever, if I don't have to be backstage, you know, watching the game for an interview or something like that, and try to see as many games as I can.
Was Ben Swank at EUIC?
That was at EUIC. That was at EUIC.
God, that was awesome. Wow.
That was a fun one.
NAIC Zoinks Walk.
Maybe.
Please,
I think
so
it was a good time.
Funny.
We did it at Worlds with you and Nem, right? We got you guys doing the walk and talk too. It's a good look. I like that walking cam. It's fun.
It was
also where we got to do a 4-person cast for the first game of Grand Finals, which was very fun. I don't know if that'll happen again, but if one thing does happen again, I really hope we can get more community involvement on the broadcast. That was so fun. We got Kyle and Husky last time. We got a few different players. I would love to repeat literally both of those things. Like, if we could get community members, Bridget, let's get you on stage, of course. But if we can get like players interviewing, getting just kind of you know, not just the interview questions that we have to make rather quick for camera and all that stuff, but, you know, get their thoughts on games that are happening and things like that. That'd be really, really fun. So, would love that. Bridget, you do need to make a Bridget mentioned sign. I think that's so funny.
that is a great sign.
It feels too on the nose, you know?
Yeah. Maybe
I can't be...
Okay, Smim, you need to make a Bridget mentioned sign.
I should just make it and then give it to someone else.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, how have we not talked about that yet?
It's a Bridget mentioned sign, and we'll hold it up when we mention Bridget.
Okay.
Yes!
I don't know how we haven't talked about this yet. Very exciting news. For those of you who are fans of our podcast, listen for a little bit. You might remember when Sierra Dawn came on our podcast after she casted a tournament and talked about her own show in which they always hand out stickers at these in-person events. Well, guess what, everybody? We got Overdunk stickers to be giving away at NAIC. So excited. They're shiny. They're like a rainbow shine, which is so cool. They're the Overdunk emote that you can use on our Twitch channel and stuff like that. But we're going to be giving away these. So all you got to do is just find Doofsnacks, Bridget, or I, and come and just ask us for a sticker. That's all it takes. I'll probably be giving them to you whether you ask or not. Also, second thing, we got a lot of them. So, like, don't feel bad if you're like, I'm going to grab one for a friend. Grab one for a friend. Who cares? Maybe on Sunday we'll be a little stingy if we run out. But other than that.
We have no idea what to expect.
Right,
In terms of desire.
Yeah, I don't know if there's droves of you out there or what the deal is.
I don't know. Yeah.
But yes, we will be giving away Overdunk stickers at the event. Yeah, Sergeant Stinky needs one for their mom. Perfect. Okay, so get your mom a sticker. It is going to be Father's Day. It'll be a little bit late for a gift, but I'm sure your father would love an Overdunk sticker. Get one from us. It'd be really cool. I don't know. It's fun. We have we've done a few branded things for like Unite mics in the past. It was the first time we've done one specifically for Overdunk. So that's gonna be kind of fun. So make sure to meet up with us at the event. Cool. Okay. Let's talk about the event itself. So we were kind of discussing this a little bit before the actual, before the podcast started, but kind of the format for the event. I know there were some questions. Reminder to everybody, this is going to run basically like every IC has run in, so far this year. Essentially with day one, putting all the teams into a group stage where they'll play a round robin in best of three format. Don't worry, that's confirmed on the Start GG page. We should be good to go. It'll be best of three tournament format with the, with a single elimination bracket happening on day two. So I imagine they are looking for 16 teams to be qualifying out of the group stage, or potentially. I'm not exactly sure on that number, but it's essentially day one, group stage, day two, single elimination bracket stage, and then on Sunday, it'll just be the best of five finals. It'll be the only game played. First thing, we're starting at 9 a.m. for Unite. So just as a heads up for all of that one, yeah, Smim with a goated comment, Overlord and Slash are spending Father's Day together. Wow. Very exciting.
write that down.
Exactly. So that's what we are looking at for the format. Let's take a look at the invited teams. So this is the final stretch. This was posted by the Unite Esports account. I do believe this lines up pretty closely with what is signed up for Start GG. We got quite a few teams signed up. I think just under 30 squads. And Smith's question, are the semifinals best of five? They are. So both semifinals to end the day on Saturday will be best of five games. Okay, but here we go. This is the list of registered teams. Reminder, we do have a few of these squads that are invited teams that won their play-in tournament for the final stretch to get a travel award to come to this event. So that would include Daybreak, DreamMax Esports, Nouns Esports, Peru Unite, Stamina Esports, and I'm pretty sure Luminosity won the play-in event. Is that right? I think that's correct. I could look it up right now.
Yeah, we could be proactive because
I'll look it up. I'm like pretty sure that's true, but either way, interesting stuff there. Hold up. Beano's giving us some stats here. It'll probably be less based on how many teams are in group stage. They'll aim for as many groups of four and two will get out of each group. At EUIC, 12 teams made it out because there were enough teams for six groups. That's right. They're going to try to like make sure the groups are as fair as possible. Will be their first priority, I think. Okay, offense schedule.
There's 24 teams, maybe 23, it looks like, on the website, so.
Okay. Final stretch play-ins, North America, finals, view bracket. Wow, that's a lot of clicking for a podcast, but here we go. Yes, Luminosity Gaming did beat Kiss Kiss in the Grand Finals 2-1 to qualify. So yeah, Luminosity Gaming getting the travel award for this one too. Yo, Anonymous, welcome to the chat. Are you excited for the event? Are you already in New Orleans? Probably. I would have to assume. With Daybreak. Cool. So yeah, those are the invited teams. Fine. Every other team is the teams that are signed up for just the open tournament, trying to play. We know there's already a few Worlds qualified teams in this mix. Quite a few of those invited teams I listed off, as well as Orange Juicers, Version 1, and then, unfortunately, no Unk at this event. After earning the Travel Award for Worlds, I think they decided to opt out of this tournament and just chill a little bit for the World Championships. It's a bit of a bummer. No Unk, no Nem. Two teams that is a little bit of a sad thing to see for North America. But it's okay. We got a whole lot of NA squads at this tournament to fill in the gap. Bridget, any of these teams that you are really excited to watch compete live at NAIC?
I'm really excited for, like, the other Western teams that got the Travel Awards to come, because I've never seen any other, like, I've never been to Worlds, so I've only seen, like, NA teams, really, up until this point, so,
sick.
Like, getting to see, like, Peru live and Nouns, like, in person, DreamHack, like, I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm like smiling thinking about it. I'm so excited to see them in person. But obviously it is mostly NA teams. I feel like of my like hometown squads, Ignorance, V1, honestly, I'm excited to see how their run this time goes around. Tempo Tantrum, T3 are probably my favorites.
Cool. How about you, Zoopsnacks? Any of these teams are really excited to see you play?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, discounting the ones that have all already qualified for Worlds, I would love, you know, real close to my heart, Ignorance. They won my heart last year at this event. They were so fun on stage, just being themselves completely, both in the drafts and personality shown on stage as well. Just a very fun team. T3 always feels like they've been on the outside looking in, and YT, you know, those are the three teams that I highlighted when I was talking about this event. So yeah, I mean, I guess I'm looking forward to that. I always have my eyes on OC, you know, I give them a lot of crap, but I always want to see them excel and beat my expectations so we can lay off them. You know what I mean? Like, I want an excuse not to feel like I have to focus on them whenever their tournaments have, you know, such low turnouts.
Right.
And they started off really well in the last international event we saw.
Yeah.
They stepped up. That's day two. Great run. I want to see that again from them. I'm going to keep my eyes on them, and I want to pull for them. I want to pull for Daybreak and see them exceed. You know, they had a really cool team picture that was posted, which I thought was great. They're already in New Orleans getting geared up. So looking forward to that.
I'm so excited. Actually, this is a question. Is Foo one of the only people in, like, the Unite commentary space that does compete? I guess Kyle and Husky are signed up on a team for this tournament. So that is a tough call to make, I suppose. But, I mean, Foo qualified for two ICs now while being a commentator. That is true. So that's kind of hype. Kyle, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, you didn't get Travel Award for two different ICs.
Comparatively, yeah. I mean, no offense, Kyle, but yeah. Come on.
All right, Kyle versus Foo 1v1 at any IC. I'm so in.
No, Snorlax.
Yeah, I know Foo.
I have your real estate jersey. I have it with me.
Oh, sick. Okay, perfect. Got the jersey. Yeah, I think Daybreak is super exciting. And then you mentioned DreamHack, Bridget. Obviously, I think one of the biggest talking points going into this tournament is those are the two teams that have earned a Travel Award that do not yet have an invite to the World Championship. So those two teams are going to be definitely where a lot of the spotlight during this tournament is going to be going towards. Obviously, they are expected to do very well, a very, very strong team, especially within their own region, and now this is their literal last chance for World Championships. A quick reminder, we've talked about it on the podcast a few different times, but with a recent rule change, somewhat a couple months ago, but a rule change, the World's invite now trickles down to the highest placing team that is not qualified for the World Championships, but There we go. So DreamHack and Daybreak going for that one. I do believe Stamina Esports is playing to try to upgrade their invite to a Travel Award invite, which would be kind of hype for them. But obviously, it's a little bit less shiny than a team that doesn't have a world spot getting a world spot. But so yeah, we talked a lot about the world teams. Other big storylines for me, I mean, I'm excited to see Luminosity at this tournament. Technically, we've never had a team win all three international championships in a year. This is coincidentally the first international championships at LAIC this year. But still, getting a team to actually complete the clean sweep of ICs would be so hype and so cool. And also just get LG a bit of wind in their sails heading into the world championships. I think that'd be kind of sick. And then the final one I wanted to talk about is Orange Juicers. I mean, they won the regional championship. They defend their North American regional title. But now they want to defend the New Orleans champion title. They want to win the NAIC tournament as well. Kind of defend that one. So that would be, I think those are kind of the three big things that I'm looking at for this tournament. Outside of metagame and stuff like that. It's bigger storyline stuff. Really, really, I don't know, cool stuff to look forward to in terms of these teams. Chat, please let us know if there's any things you're looking forward to. But without further ado, should we just make some snap predictions here on teams? Unless there's anything more.
Hold on, 1 second, man. I just want to touch on your storyline points that you made, Luminosity and OJ. Man, does this patch seem to feed into both those teams. With the new buffs, and you think Otter Flareons, the Lucario buffs, you think Overlord OG. it's just gassing up two teams for that kind of like big time showdown, which I think is really, really cool just for the North American scene in general. Mm-hmm. And I do think, obviously, regionally, those are two really good storylines. And they have to be feeling good about this patch going in because, you know, you guys mentioned it last week. Slash and roll and kind of getting gutted on this Umbreon, but it's not so violent that it like, takes them out of the game, right? It just shifts how they have to play a little bit. Totally. That might force Roland onto that sick Mr. Mime we saw at Worlds.
Oh, that was sick. You know,
which I'm like crossing my heart to see that again because it was such a good performance. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to see these two teams show down on this new patch. Okay, now go ahead.
Okay, sick. No, you actually reminded me of one more thing I wanted to talk about. The other thing is just, like, the best of the rest here a little bit. It's not just the invited teams at this tournament. It's quite a few teams in the open. I think there's a few teams to kind of shout out that potentially could win this whole thing. We did mention Ignorance a couple times, but they're always a threat in these events. But I do want to shout out T3 and Team YT are both amazing squads. They have made recent roster changes. Since Nemesis isn't attending this event, a few of those players have kind of taken up the mercenary role, a la Pikadiff, as T3 has added Rex to the squad. I think Pure, unfortunately, just with Canada and stuff, is not able to do some travel things, so T3 is adding Rex to the
Canada
team.
Canada and stuff.
Hey, Canada ones, they know what I'm talking about. And then Team YouTube have added the brother duo of Asha and Colin Tang onto the squad, which is kind of cool. So if we'll have to let Wonder Chef know that now the Brave Birders sweep blessing moves on to Team YouTube or the Rush Hour, wherever it ends up. But either way, those two teams getting some recent changes. But I think there's a few shoutouts that teams that could win this whole thing or win that world spot. I think Revelation has been an amazing team for months and months in these monthly tournaments. So representatives there. Oh, wait, yes, they are on Ignorance. Okay, that's my bad. I mixed that up. Thank you so much. Yeah, YouTube Freak Neon As. That's Asnable on YouTube. Thank you, Whaley. Correction. YouTube having Freak Neon and As added to the team, and then Ignorance getting the ad of Colin Tang and Asha. Okay, I'm caught up. I'm all caught up. But all right, Revelation, version 1, both teams that could do this whole thing, win rec, lose game, having a good tournament. So yeah, any shout outs to like best of the rest? Any team that you really want to see do well, Bridget?
I think I've shouted out most of the teams I like know. Mm-hmm. There are also, obviously like some of these teams are like kind of more pickup-y teams that I don't remember the exact players are. And I think Bees is going to be a good one as well. That's like Bat's pickup team. I can't remember who else is on it, but yep. Honestly, just a bit. Very funny name. Yeah, the Bees. Goofy Goobers, honestly, will be cool to see live as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really actually like a lot of these teams are pretty big threats, like even here in NA. So seeing how they kind of stack up, obviously we don't have like a ton of representation from other regions, but this is really like the first time we've had this much representation from other regions at NAIC. So just seeing how even kind of like these pickup teams from NA do against these players on a more global stage, I'm pretty excited to see.
Yeah, me too. One small shout. We're shouting out every team at this point, but another shout out. I got some boys on Flamin' Hot Dodrio, so really excited for yes. them. Also, really hope Pokemon allows them to keep that name. That's all I'm hoping
really
for.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I like that they keep trying.
Yeah, they're back to it. And Cajun Crawdunce is on the list too, which is another really fun one for this. Has to be for this event specifically. There's no way I let a team named like Cajun Crawdunce go under my radar for an entire season. So I have to assume they're a new moniker for this one. But okay, cool. And then, of course, how could we forget about Hardly Nowhere? Also going to be a team. Going to crush it. Okay.
That's us and Kyle's team, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Poland's wrong.
Okay, let's talk predictions. So let's start with the easiest one of the bunch. I'll keep this screen up. Who cares? We don't need to see my face. Let's start with the easiest prediction. Let's go with the tournament winner. So we're not talking about who gets the world spot. I want to know who the NAIC champion is. So world spot or not, who wins the entire tournament? You get it. I don't need any more preamble. Doomsnacks, how about you? From the hip.
From the hip, I want to see the IC sweep out of Luminosity.
Okay, LG pick NA defending home turf a little bit. Bridget, how about you?
Oh, man. You know, I feel like I was an OJ doubter, and they made me eat my words, and now I'm an OJ believer.
Okay.
I'm gonna juice up.
Awesome.
Pick OJ.
Let's go.
I really want the finals to be Juicers Luminosity is what I really want.
That would be
I really want that.
Oh my goodness. That would be so good. I'd lose it. Also, Ducky with the best shout out. Don't forget, Roland has the new Psyduck skin. So
Period. Everybody
be aware. We do have a Psyduck buff for Orange Juicers. Oh, these are both such great picks. I do think narratively that is by far the best final that we could have on Sunday. That would be so crazy. I will be unique here though. I'm gonna throw my chip in for Peru Unite. I have been banging the drum for Peru Unite to win a major for almost 2 years now, and they have come so close, but never quite done it. I really do think it's a bit of a matter of time prediction before it happens. So I am gonna lock it in. This is the time. Stars are gonna align. Peru Unite is gonna take it. Tempo is going to remind everybody why he is one of the best damage players on the globe. So, Peru Unite, that's going to be my vouch for the win. Even though I do think LG Orange Juicers Grand Finals is the craziest event. That's also really funny because I think Dextro earlier on says it comes down to OJ, Peru, LG, and we each chose one of those teams.
Yeah, coin toss. Yeah.
And then I responded to them in chat saying, no nouns? And then none of us picked nouns, so I guess I'm the fool here. But, okay, let's go with who do we think is going... Do we want to do a world slot prediction? Like, who do we think the world spot's going to fall down to?
I think so, because everyone we picked already has one.
All right, perfect. So. Yeah, that's true. It gets a little more variety. Okay, let's do it. Let's start with Bridget this time. Who do you think is going to get the world championship spot?
Oh, this is a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually so many teams I wanted to go to, which is the problem here. Okay, I'm like a little torn between DreamMax and like... T3, I think.
Ooh, I think those are two good vouchers, yeah.
I'm gonna go with DreamMax. It's just... We can't have Worlds without Baby Mazo. I think,
true.
Like, ethically. Yeah.
Pikachu's so gonna have to make something happen.
Yeah, we gotta throw the tournament or something. I'm not sure. We'll work it out.
Okay. Brazil getting an extra spot at the World Championships.
Yeah.
Hype. Okay. I'll throw mine in next. man, this is the part of the show where I would have said Nem, you know, foolishly, even though they've had like a pretty tough year overall. They ups and downs, you know, I have to be fair, but you know, just sometimes you have blind belief. But this time, I think it's going to be a revelation. I think another NA squad's going to pick it up. I think they are an extremely good team. I think they're at minimum a day two team. I could see Revelation fighting in a semifinal as well. I could see them going that far at this event. So I'm going to put them as my world championship slot receivers. Okay, Dupsax, how about you?
You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say ignorance, especially because you're real. You're telling me Colin Tang and Asha, after running the ones on everybody on LAN events forever, finally break through on a team that I already love to qualify? Like, come on, please.
It is a dream collab for
Dupsax. It's like your Homer dream of dreams, honestly.
Yes, 100%. Please.
We got to get Dupsax an ignorance jersey. I know they don't exist, but we need it to happen.
We need to, like, make concept one. We'll work on it.
At this point, if I wasn't, like, casting events, I would have made an ignorance jersey. They would have been like the Duke Snacks dudes, and it would have just, that's what they would have been, and we've just gone for it.
Sponsored. I love it. Okay, oh, well, beautiful. Duke Snacks, do you want to just book it? My next one was going to be Dark Horse. Do you want to just also put ignorance in there? Like,
just for the sake of changing up and wanting to give flowers to other teams. I know they don't necessarily feel like a dark horse, but I do think Nouns has kind of like a dark horse energy in this tournament.
And, I agree with that.
Love Brov, love those guys over there. I want to see Brov and Toon succeed. I think Ender is helping them elevate. So, you know, this is another prime example of what another good event to show the progress you've made and get people back on your side going into Worlds. I would love to see them make a deep run and hell win the whole thing.
Awesome. And yeah,
that, you know what? They can win it all as my dark horse, and ignorance can still get the slot. You know what I mean?
That's so true, bro.
That is so true. And I do want to clarify to everybody that Dupsax is correct. This is a dark horse to win the tournament option. Yes. Not a dark horse to earn the world spot. But yeah, that's perfect. Correct. Bridget, how about you?
Oh, so hard. I was trying to make a decision before you got to me, but alas. You know, I don't know. If you have something in mind, Zwings, go for it, because I'm really actually not sure.
No, it's all good. I've been having a tough time trying to pick one, too. I don't think I can pick Stamina on principle. I probably could, but I'm not going to do it. You know what? Daybreak. Let's do it. Daybreak, right. not only do they win a world championship slot, they also win $50,000 in prize. No, that's the total prize pool. They win the grand prize of $20,000 for taking down NAIC. This is it. I think Daybreak can do it. That is so funny that PvP Steve followed our channel as soon as I said the OC team had a dark horse shot to win the tournament. That is hilarious to me. Okay. He was waiting for that moment to click the follow button. Shout out, Steve. Okay, Bridget, have you thought of your dark horse to win the event yet?
I don't know why I'm feeling so, like, picky about this one right now, but I'm gonna go with Tempo Tantrum.
Yes.
Shout out Dat Boy Muck, man.
That
and the
boy
whole team.
Muck, let's go.
I
don't want to spill the tea on Tempo Tantrum and Muck specifically, but you know, Muck last year had a pretty deep run, and we did work out together on Thursday, and we are working out together on Thursday again.
Okay.
With matching t-shirts again. So
okay. He was? That's actually so true.
This episode started talking about Dupsnax's bad luck, and we are going to the close talking about Dupsnax's incredible gifting of good luck.
It's a ritual.
Good luck if I'm giving it to everybody else, Zoinks.
Right, yeah, you don't get to keep any of it for yourself. You're gifting it all up. Okay, yeah.
And for those of you curious at home, the matching t-shirts this year is Kid Luffy picking his nose.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
I can't wait for the gym pic of you guys wearing them together.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of great NAIC content to think about. You know, we get the rehearsal day where we film content, but who cares? We got to get the gym photo of the boys before the event. That's awesome. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. We talked about storylines. We talked about the metagame a little bit with that patch, with the patch note discussion at the start. We talked about our predictions in terms of teams and players and dark horses and things like that. Shall we go through a quick round of our classic Pokemon selections? Am I saying I shall? I'm saying that's what we're going to do next. So, Deucex, why don't you start? Let's go with what do you think is going to be the most picked Pokemon in the tournament?
Oh shit, man. I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be something. I mean, is it?
We can move on to Bridget.
Yeah, move to Bridget. Move to Bridget.
All right, Bridget. Two snacks, uses one pass.
Shoot. Okay, most picks, so something I don't think is going to be banned out. This is kind of hard because I'm feeling less confident in knowing what the bans are going to be, but if it were me, it'd be like Blissey.
Okay.
Blaziken. Shoot, maybe Suicune's still banned. I'm thinking of bans.
Right.
So I'm thinking of what's going to make it through. I am going to say Mew.
Mew? Okay, I like that. I like that a lot.
I think I've got mine.
Okay, Deuce next.
I think ban priority is going to be in different places, which is going to put a hyper premium on Snorlax. So I think Snorlax is going to become the most picked.
You chose mine. I'm not changing it. Yeah, we're both picking it. I think we're both picking Snorlax as our most picked Pokemon. I think that's fair. Okay, let's move into most banned Pokemon. This time, I will start. I think Blissey is going to end up being the most banned Pokemon at the North America International Championships. Bridget, you next.
Yeah, it's always tempting to go support Defender out for this one, but I was really, like, agreeing with what you were saying about, like, tanks earlier, Zoinks, where it's, like, I feel like we're still going to see Umbreon, because I feel like the tanks are a little, like, I feel like we were in a period for so long where all the tanks were felt so broken, and now we're in a period where they're kind of in a downswing. All this to say, I'm not going to pick a tank support. I'm picking Blaziken purely for my own.
Yeah.
It is just too good of a secure. It doesn't die.
I like it.
I just think it's too good.
The hate pick. Love that. Okay. Doomstacks, how about you? What is your most banned Pokemon of the tournament?
I was going to pick Blaziken, because of course we can't stay off each other's picks here. but just to blend it up a little bit, I still think, and I haven't played on this patch, so I'm kind of trying to use my big brain, which I don't really have. I'm going to say Suicune, because I don't think the Hinderus changes are enough to limit the power that it actually brings to the game. I think it's Hinderus just enough, and its Unite move not being touched, it's really just icing on the cake of everything. And I'd kind of be willing to go all in on that Unite move, because it just wins games. So
cool.
I'll say that's a big brand.
I love it. I love it. Okay, our final category, as always, is going to be the Pokemon with the highest win rate on the tournament. And I think we usually put a disqualifier, like a qualifier on it. It has to have a minimum of 5 games played at the tournament. It can't be played one time and has 100% win rate. That's no fun. Has to be played 5 times at least. Highest win rate Pokemon on the tournament. I'm going to go with, I'm kind of torn between a couple. Every time we do win rate, I'm like, what does Luminosity play that other teams don't?
That is not a bad way to look at this.
Whaley, you are all going to play Duraludon. You're going to play more than 5 games. Don't worry. Duraludon can have more than 5 game win rate. I am going to say Inteleon. Inteleon is going to be my highest win rate Pokemon on this tournament.
Okay, I've seen some people not loving the change.
I think we kind of told the future, by the way, when we were doing that patch note discussion about it. I was like, I think the general populace is going to like this change. I think Inteleon gamers are going to not like it because they're so used to it. So I do think there's a bit of a mismatch. But don't worry, Flareon's is going to lock in before the event. It's okay. We got this.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. So Intel, my highest win rate Pokemon. We'll see. I'm getting less and less confident the more I say it out loud. So let's move on. How about you? Let's go with Dupes next.
I'm going to go with Mew.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Fair. Yep. I like that a lot. Okay, Bridget?
My brain worms are telling me Rapidash, but okay. I don't know if I should listen to them is the thing.
It is
I actually... I know. It has actually, it's like top three win rates on ladder right now. So that's why dang. I'm feeling like a type of way. But I did like Stinky's suggestion in chat on Lucario. So okay. I'm actually going to pick Luca.
Cool. I like that choice a lot. Oh, can I say too late to change mine? Yeah, it's too late to change mine. It's fine. All right.
What would you change it to?
Okay, my honorable mention would be Garchomp. I actually do think...
If
I can have an honorable mention, it'd be Garchomp, but it's fine. We'll move along. I'll stick to my Inteleon on the official broadcast. It'll be Garchomp. Don't worry about it. Here on the Overdunk podcast, though, it's Inteleon. Love having different camps that I can wager my bets on. All right. Well, everybody, I think that's going to bring us to the close. We've talked all things NAIC now. One quick reminder for everybody. If you see us in venue, please come and say hi. Unless we're really busy with something, we would love to say hi, even if it's just really, really quick. We're on the way to something. But if you do say hi to us, make sure to get a sticker from us for the Overdunk podcast because they're so cool and pretty. Bridget, anything to shout out before we get out of here?
No, we're going to NAIC. It's going to be freaking fun. The shout out does go to NAIC.
There's still time. Go, please.
Yeah, you can do it. You can make it work.
It might be a crazy storm the entire time we're there, but
it's going to be not great, yeah. Fine.
It's an inside convention. It's a huge plus. Tube Snacks, exactly. How about you? Anything to shout out?
Follow at Big Bridget on Twitter, and can't wait to see everybody. I'm happy to be back. I'm really excited.
Awesome. Me too. Everybody, I've already gave the shout out for the stickers and everything. We'll be back when we're home from the tournament. I don't know if we'll have a podcast up that Tuesday recording, maybe a little bit later in the week, maybe even the next week. Who knows? But when we come back, we'll be reminiscing and recalling the entire event of the North America International Championships, which is sure to be a banger. We'll see y'all there. Bye-bye. And until next time, Dunkheads, see you later.